Now meet a new councilman for the city of Inuyama in central Japan.
My name is Anthony Bianchi. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
From Bensonhurst, to be precise, with the accent to prove it. And with his election to the Inuyama City Council on Sunday, Anthony Bianchi became the first U.S. native to win elective office in Japan. He was also the first U.S. native to run. Mr. Bianchi moved to Japan in 1989. He ended up marrying a Japanese woman, and he's now a naturalized Japanese citizen. He was teaching English in Inuyama, population 73,000, when he grew frustrated by the local bureaucracy.
I just wanted to hire qualified teachers for the city, and we ran into a lot of resistance. And I couldn't understand why, because it was obviously would be a benefit for the students. And there was just always a lot of red tape. And they have an expression, "Zenereganai," which means there's no precedent to do this. Mm-hmm. There's no precedent, you can't do it.
And this seems like it got your Brooklyn up.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. You can't tell a Brooklyn, you know, Brooklynite that you can't do this, right? Because then they want to do it. So I decided I ought to try and take matters into my own hands. And then I wanted to become able to help the people who the regular citizens were having the same problems that I used to get help for from the mayor and other council people.
You ran against how many opponents?
In the final election, there were 29 candidates for 25 seats.
And you got how many votes?
I got 3,302, which surprised us a little bit. It's an all-time record.
Now, how do you explain that, that a guy from Brooklyn goes to mm-hmm. Japan and gets more votes than any of the Japanese candidates running for city council?
That's a good question. A lot of people have been scratching their head about that one.
Uh-huh.
I think, well, part of it is, since I've been teaching here for 8 years, I believe we got a lot of support from a lot of my students who are now eligible to vote. I would meet a lot of older people who would say, thank you for teaching our son or daughter. So I believe we got a lot of votes from parents also. I think the final factor was a lot of people are just tired of the same old closed door, you know, smoke-filled room way of making decisions here. So I think we got a little bit of the dissenting vote.
And did you have a campaign slogan?
Well, I had a couple of slogans. We had a slogan on a poster. It gave the impression of we need to preserve the culture, but, you know, with new ways of thinking and for the sake of the city. So in Japanese, it was kind of a catchphrase. It was three little lines.
So what was it in Japanese?
In Japanese, Isshoni dento o daiji ni, mirai o kagayaki ni, Inuyama no tame ni.
That sounds like quite a mouthful in any language.
Yeah, but with the kanji, it's three short little phrases.
Mr. Bianchi, with all due respect and affection for a Brooklyn accent,
mm-hmm.
did Japanese people think you talk funny? How's your accent in Japanese?
Actually, the Brooklyn accent was quite helpful in speaking Japanese.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you learn Japanese, you'll find that they have a phonetic alphabet called katakana, which they use to approximate the pronunciation of foreign words. And you'll find it doesn't match exactly, but a lot of the things it misses are very similar to a Brooklyn accent. For example, an ER sound will become ah. And there's no TH sound, so it's like a da. You can say A and yo in Japanese. A means kind of like yes, and yo is a kind of like a verbal explanation point. And I thought any language that you can say A, yo, would be good language for me to learn.
Well, there you go. Well, Anthony Bianchi, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anthony Bianchi from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, was elected on Sunday to the city council in Inuyama in central Japan. He's the first U.S. native to run for and win elective office in Japan.